Hey you guys, so this is your girl Audrey, and I will have to say that this is my first time attempting to even do a podcast. It's been on my heart for a while, but I haven't had the motivation to actually start it. So just a little background. I started my own business last year in July, and it started as an inspirational blog, and today is still an inspirational blog. And I've added a small boutique where you can shop and get fashionable clothing. And in addition, I will be starting a podcast. Yes, you heard me right. I will be adding a podcast edition. This has been something that's been on my heart, like I said. And it's my dream and my hope and my goal to continue to grow my online business. So, I struggle to have an actual topic for today. There's many, many different things I tossed and turned on in my head. You know, I went back and forth on when it comes to Jesus Christ and the Word. And, you know, one thing I know that I can say about my life, that it is a journey to being more like Christ. You know, I serve Him. I believe in Jesus Christ with my whole heart. I believe He is the Son of God, that He came on this earth and walk this earth, and you know, He died on the cross for our sins. And I know that ministering to women, young ladies, to anybody who's willing to listen is a big part of my life now, because I've submitted my life to Him. So with that being said, I would say that even though I serve Him and I love Him, I struggle on a daily basis to follow Him and to really submit. There are times in my life where I've been disobedient. Yes, it is true. I've been disobedient. I've succumbed to my flesh. And the flesh is the hardest thing to overcome. And it's always going to be that way until the day that we die, because we live in our flesh. You know, we can't escape our skin. We can't escape our body. We are supposed to bring it under submission. And we are supposed to have self-control, because that is a part of the fruit of spirit. There's love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, and self-control. Yes, that is a part of the fruit of spirit. So, I think what the Lord is leading me today is to really focus on the flesh and how we can really overcome temptation, you know, because I struggled today with basically bringing my flesh under submission. I know what the Bible says when it comes to temptation, when it comes to self-control, when it comes to not lusting, not being prideful, not different things like that. But it's hard, let's be real, it's hard to do all the things that you're supposed to do, you know, because you want to do right most of the time, but you are constantly warring and fighting against your flesh. And so that's why we are always working towards salvation daily. We are becoming, or we are trying to become more like Jesus Christ daily. It is not an overnight thing, and it's not a wake up in the morning and, oh, today I won't have to fight, today I won't have to battle, anything like that. That's just not how it works, and that's not how it's going to go. So, first things first, we cannot beat ourselves up when we make a mistake. Me being a somewhat perfectionist, I do not like to make mistakes, and I'm always trying to prove something or try to be good in a way. But sometimes, like I said, when you want to do good, you end up doing wrong. You end up making more mistakes. To me, in my opinion, you end up making more mistakes because you're trying so hard to be perfect. But God knows that we are human beings. He knows that we live in this wretched flesh, and He knows that we are going to struggle on a daily basis, but that's why we have him to rely on, to count on. And he says we should walk in the spirit, you know, because in the spirit, we can do all things through Jesus Christ. In the spirit, we can conquer the impossible. We can do the impossible. In our flesh, we can do nothing. We can never please him. So that's why we always have to look to God, even before we even think about doing what we know we shouldn't be doing. We should always look to God and even think about his words. Think about what he said. Think about what he's promised. Think about the encouragement he uses. Like when he says he gives us strength, you know, to overcome. And that no weapons formed against us shall prosper, you know, different things like that. Sometimes it's hard because sometimes we just want to be selfish. We want to get what we want and do what we want to do. But at the end of it all, we end up being convicted. If you are in Jesus Christ, you end up being convicted by the Holy Spirit. Now, the enemy condemns, but the Holy Spirit convicts because he wants you to become more like Jesus Christ. He's not going to beat you up and say, oh, you need to do better. You need to do better. You're going to hell. All this other stuff. That's the enemy. He wants you to believe that, okay, there's no way out of this. But in Jesus Christ, if you are saved, he says that, you know, he has already set you free. When he died on the cross, he set you free and he saved you. And when you accepted him, you accepted that. So, but on a daily basis, that's why the Holy Spirit is considered as a guide, because, you know, he guides us in the right way we should go. He guides us in the right way. And so when we make a mistake, we say, okay, it's okay. Dust yourself off. We're going to try this again. And you want to keep trying and living out your salvation and becoming more like Jesus Christ on a daily basis until you die. As long as you continue to walk with him, submit to him, try to listen to him, have a relationship with him, he is going to just hold your hand and be with you the whole way, you know? So, you know, I was reading through my scripture and one thing that stood out to me the other day when I read it, when God said that, well, the word says that God prioritizes our spiritual growth over ease and comfort. And he knows how to develop perseverance and proven character within us. The Lord prioritizes spiritual growth over ease and comfort. You know, when you believe in Jesus Christ, when you have accepted him, you die to yourself. It's no longer about you, but it's about Jesus Christ, right? And so, as you are becoming more like Jesus Christ daily, he is stretching you. He is growing you spiritually. You are growing spiritually as you continue to walk with Jesus, as you continue to talk with God on a daily basis. You are spiritually growing as you spend time with him daily and as you let the Holy Spirit work in you. You know, you will grow. And in that growth, there's discomfort, there's pain. God start revealing stuff about you that you do not like. You're like, oh my God, these different things were inside of me. And you know it, but when he actually reveals it to you and opens up your spiritual eyes, you're like, God, I need you more than ever. And that's something you have to understand. You need God more than ever, especially while you live in this earth, while you live on this earth, while you are still in your flesh. You're going to need God more than ever because, you know, the end is coming. You know, we don't live forever. Death is 100% going to happen. You know, it's unavoidable. But, you know, as you spend time with the Lord, he continues to work in you and through you, and it's not going to be comfortable. And that's what matters the most, you know, your spiritual growth, not, you know, your comfort, not your, you being, you know, not everything being easy or whatever, but, you know, your spiritual growth is important because he has a goal in mind that's to make you more like Jesus Christ, and that is to gather as many souls as possible. So, before, you know, he comes back. And then it says, and he knows how to develop perseverance and proven character within us. So you have looked at yourself in the mirror and you maybe discussed it with yourself. It's not physical, but spiritual. Spiritually, you are discussed with yourself because you know that, okay, you may profess God or profess Jesus Christ and say you're a Christian, you believe, and that you love everybody, but then deep down inside, you are talking about this person like it ain't nothing. You gossip about them, you talk behind their backs, you're stabbing them in their backs and stuff, and, you know, that's not Christ-like. You know, there are certain things that we do in front of people, and then when we get behind their backs, we're saying all kinds of stuff that we don't want them to know. We are talking bad about them behind their backs, but then we're in front of them, we are, you know, we're smiling in their face. Or you could have so much pride in your heart that you think you're better than everybody. You may be so selfish that you will put yourself, your needs above anybody else in this world. You know, it's all about you and not about anybody else. You know, those type of things that God has to take out of you. You know, those things that are not of him. And like I said, when he starts working you and start uprooting all those different things, it will not feel good at all whatsoever. But you will come out looking like a flower. You will come out of that season that he's pruning you, looking like a brand new tree. Like, you're going to be coming out looking beautiful and the bomb. Let me tell you, it will be worth it. Like I said, when the Lord took me through some things, and I hated it. I hated going through it. But when I look back on it, I am so grateful that he loved me enough to even work on me, to even, okay, say that, Audrey, this is not going to feel good, but I am trying to do something in you and through you, and I want you to live and not die. I want you to press on and press forward, and I want you to speak to people and minister to people and encourage people and stuff. And but you can't do that when you have all this stuff inside, because people see through the mask. Sometimes they say, you say you love them, but you can hear love and you can see love. You can say anything, but your actions speak a whole lot louder than what you may say. Sometimes you don't have to say anything, but people are watching. And they watch your life, your lifestyle, and see that, oh, she's supposed to be a Christian, and it doesn't reflect that. Then you're actually pushing people away than bringing them in. And that's not what I want. I want people to see the Jesus in me. And so whatever God has to do to make me more like him or to get me to a certain place, then he has to do it. And a lot of times it don't feel good, but I know for a fact that it's always for my good. It doesn't feel good, but it's always for my good. All right. And so I don't know, but I didn't got all on this subject, but there's this one thing I know, that, you know, while we live in this flesh, there's gonna be certain things we're gonna want to do, and it's up to us even to make the choice to whether or not to do it. We have to decide, okay, well, we're going to make this decision, or we are not, because we love God more than our pleasures, than our desires. You know, anything that take precedence above God, you know, anything that comes before him is an idol, and God is a jealous God. Nothing can come before him, not of your other family members, not your material things, your car, your money. Nothing can come before him. The ideas that you even may have, or, you know, anything that you put above him, worship in a way, is an idol, and he does not like that. So, like I said, you guys, I hope this flesh is a it's a battle when it comes to your flesh, because you want to do good, but sometimes you end up doing bad things or doing things that you know are not pleasing to him. And me, as a Christian woman, as a woman who prays that God continues to mold her into the person that he wants her to be, you know, I am constantly battling in my mind, battling in my spirit, trying to make the right decisions, trying to make the best decisions for my life, and trying to make sure that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, is leading me through it all. And as someone who's always trying to please God, it's not always easy, but I do make mistakes. There it is. I do make mistakes, but I know that I am forgiven, and I know that I will continue to serve him no matter what, and that I won't continue to make the same mistakes over and over again. There's things that are still, you know, get me, that is one area that, you know, I continue to struggle with, but God's grace is sufficient. And I believe one day, you know, I will overcome. I will overcome because he has said in his word, as he has said, I have overcame the world. You know, God, Jesus says, I have overcame the world. So I have overcame this thing that I deal with already. I just gotta keep pressing forward and keep denying the things of my flesh. Keep denying the things that I want so bad that aren't good for me, you know. So, I think that's all I have for you. And I pray that y'all receive something from this episode. I would love your feedback. I would love any, you know, suggestions that you all might have. I pray that you all spread the word. And I just pray that this word actually feeds your soul. Until next time, you guys, this is Audrey signing off. Love you guys. Peace.